to the cinematic world of movies.
Any questions?
We cannot defend freedom abroad by deserting it at home. Happy Independence Day, Nigeria, and welcome to your cinematic world of movies, your cinematic world of wonders. My name is Focus, the Batman.
The way he started with the defending freedom at home and defending abroad is Independence Day. I hope you have seen the American version. But sure, you watched the Independence Day.
Yes, of course. Now,
and funny enough, that movie has one of the most iconic lines in. We are capturing, we are captivating our freedom.
Let them know that we will not walk into the, we will not go silently into the night. Something, something, something. Tonight we fight for our independence.
Why did they detain you? Why?
Well, my name is the Ant Man. You can call me the sidekick, and I'm here to give you all the joy you need.
Fight for your independence.
So you know how we do it. We bring you movies that dropped this week. Also bring you movies that dropped last week. We have some cinematic gist to go. We have box office, and it's going to be an exciting one this sweet evening because, and oh God, 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 God. Let me not say what's in my mind, but let's just go on with the show and you find out what's in my mind because, man, I wasted 5 hours of my life on something this weekend and I wish I could take it all
five
back.
Hours of your life.
Yes. It's crazy.
Did you watch this movie again?
What movie?
The 4 hours own. What was the name again?
No, not The Irishman.
Okay, because that would have been
the
another
is
waste.
3 hours.
The Irishman is no, it's like 4 hours.
Yes.
Oh, it's 4 hours.
Yeah. It's
a waste. No. Anyway, so guys, today, let's not forget, we are talking about the Black Book. Hope you are ready.
Yes.
We are talking about the. Hope you are ready.
We are not ready. You didn't tell me this. I would have.
Which one did you not
say? I would have gone on
last week. We said it last week.
When?
Yeah.
I was not here. That was when I was quite busy.
Okay, so let's start up with movies that dropped this week. John David Washington, son of Denzel Washington, is back in this sci-fi AI movie called The Creator from the director of Gareth Edwards, the same person who did Godzilla back in 2014. And another movie that dropped this week, we have The Kill Room. Samuel L. Jackson, Uma Thurman return in The Kill Room. And we don't know what they are killing in the room, but
something died. Yeah,
the trailer was just there. Now, the next movie that dropped this week is the 10th installment to the Saw franchise titled Saw X.
If you're following us on Twitter, actually, we posted one of the clips. That's the eye-grabbing scene.
Yeah.
We posted it. So you can go check it out. Yeah, that's if you're following us on Twitter at Popcorn and Reels.
Mm, okay. Another thing that dropped this week.
Is Gen V.
God. 3 episodes of Gen V and...
Okay, so I've only seen episode 1, yeah?
I regret not taking my time to watch Gen V and went to watch something else. And
so
the something else is the next thing I'm mentioning on this list. And it's none other than the Funke Akindele Prime miniseries called
She Must Be Obeyed. Ooh, snap, baby. She did it.
Did you hear just 5 hours of his life went?
See.
Is that what you're really...
Yes. See, you can see I'm teary, Bob.
No, you're
you
not.
Cried.
See my eye.
But
like
it was
really touching that you cried.
It was useless. Oh,
no, I don't want to say that.
I'm sorry.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry, I cannot say that. But good. But I'm just going to say entire miniseries, I didn't think I was a snake till that miniseries. I was just hissing at every moment.
Who knows? Maybe you're possessed with some
with
marine kind of a hair.
I'm telling you, I'm not even just saying this. No, my brother, my sister. See, if you watch this.
Who is your sister? Wow. Who's your bro?
Anybody who is able to watch more than 2 episodes of that show, I congratulate you because it is not easy to sit down and watch something painstaking. Oh.
Okay, can I cut you there? Let me cut you there.
Okay, cut me.
First off, I've not seen it.
Calm down.
Calm down. But
Was there a cut?
Thank you. I am 70% sure that even without you saying this, I know you would not enjoy it.
No!
Listen to me, Focus. First off, she did that stuff like a musical. It is more of a where they sing and you know.
I've watched it. It is not a musical.
It is not a musical.
She
just
sing.
Has some scenes where she
was singing and
performed.
My wajay is there,
see, in this five hours something, she performed twice. Okay. In the beginning and almost the end. Right? In short, we're wasting too much time on this. This is not what we're going to talk about. Let's move on. We have the black book to face. Yeah, let's just move on. The next thing that dropped this week, we have the second episode of The Continental.
I haven't seen that. I plan on seeing it this time because I'm not working early morning.
Okay. And Mercy Johnson and Brother Shaggy are in this movie called Something Like Gold. And even Kulin Remy is inside as well. Then the another thing that dropped this week that we... I'm going to allow the man with no name say.
Yeah, so Charlie and the Boys. Charlie and the Boys dropped this week. So guys, you can check that out. You can check that out. Charlie and the Boys is out in cinemas.
Yes, it is out in cinema. We were privileged to
be at the premiere.
And that was on.
Why are you really avoiding this? Can you say something?
You wanted me to say it.
No, I want Focus to say something.
Oh, shout out to the guys who are joining us online. We can see you on our Instagram handle. We can see you, Eddie Madaki, Andy Madaki. You are here.
Andy Madaki, greetings.
Benitos, Talk Joan Tati. We can see you. All of you, we can see you guys. So if you are joining us live, it's at Popcorn and Reels.
And Wes Anderson teaming up with Benedict Cumberbatch in The Wonderful Story of Henry Poison. Sugar.
Oh, and don't forget, Poison is also
yes, like, he released three, for The Ratcatcher, Poison, the Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar, and there's one more, I can't remember the name.
Here, all of them, they are short now. It's like a collective.
Yes. So those are the things that dropped this week.
Don't forget, you can call in, you can send in your messages. And today, just as we are giving you the update of movies that are out, we are going to give you movies for last week that came out. And then after that, we'll dive straight into the main gist. Don't touch your dial. We are here and we're talking movies.
I'm back.
On the movies.
That's right, still bringing you movie gist. We've already talked about the movies that dropped this week. And now let's check out some of the movies that dropped last week.
And starting off with the movie that we'll be talking about today, which is The Black Book, guys. That was out last week. And of course, it's on Netflix. And good news for Nigeria movie industry. It is number one, like, worldwide. So, yeah.
Yeah. The series Sex Education final season dropped last week. And it was a very touching. It had mixed feelings, though, because there was a way it ended, and but it was okay. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just looking, nothing.
Okay.
Off his mic back again.
Okay, another movie that dropped last week, we have Dumb Money, then the fourth installment to the Expendables franchise called Expendables 4. And
No One Will See You.
Save You.
No One Will Save You. Sure, is that horror?
The horror movie that had signs, and it was...
Yeah.
You've seen it,
right? I haven't. So No One Will Save You, Talk to Me... like the whole horror movies that came out this period, I have only
Cobweb.
I've seen Cobweb. Okay. Trash.
But I said it.
But it was.
I said it because I don't see the Cobweb.
It was very good. So it's not even about Cobweb. It's about her hair. let's continue. So The Continental started last week.
Last week,
that's from the world of John Wick. Yeah. So these are all last week's movies that came out. So guys, which have you seen? We are talking about it today.
Yes, we are talking about it today.
We don't settle.
So let's go over some of the things that happened this weekend in the movie and TV scenes, and we'll start talking about The Black Book. Okay, so starting up with some cinematic gist right now. Charlie Clouser is now the first American composer to score 10 films in the same franchise, which is Saw. He has been scoring all the Saw movies up till this point.
Wow. Congratulations.
And he's beaten John Williams, who's called Star Wars. John Williams has a record of 9 consecutive Star Wars movies that he has scored, and now Charlie Clouser has overtaken him.
Wow, that's good. Anyways, Osh all the way, he said his name is Osh from Abuja. Osh, which part in Abuja? Everybody now from Abuja. He says, I actually saw Independence Day after a very long time of watching it on DVD, and it was epic. Also, I took 1 month off to finish God is a Bullet.
Oh,
it was
God.
A terrible movie to
okay.
say the least.
I
am not ready for Nightmares again, and I'm still haunted by the Evil Dead from back in the days. It's a great show. Thank you very much for your message.
You can join us live on Popcorn and Reels right there on Instagram. Okay, so next on the movie gist, we have an extra from the set of Bad Girl is suing Warner Bros. After suffering extensive life-changing injuries from being hit by a motorbike.
Oh my God.
So this is the second
baby.
Person that is suing, because the other person who talks a lightning, thunder, fire.
Yeah. And to make I mean, you suffer something life-changing like this, and then the movie is never released. Like, it was shelved. Like, we know they released, and that's what happened.
Oh, no, he reached to sue. Because in your mind, you are thinking, okay, with these injuries, at least I have something to write home about. People are going to say, oh.
Yeah, see what to make you wound.
But nah, no. Sue
them. It
sue
is painful.
Them.
Okay, so the Marvels, or the Marvels, coming this November, has a runtime of 1 hour 45 minutes, making it the shortest MCU movie ever.
That means it's going to be trash. See,
no,
I called dibs on this.
No, now.
I called dibs on
this. You know, Captain Marvel back in 2019, now,
yeah.
This is the part two. Now, this is the second installment called The Marvels or The Marvels.
See.
And it's going to be 1 hour 45
minutes.
Let it
be known.
So it is the shortest MCU movie ever.
Let it be known.
Don't say
that.
You know, you know, you all, you know, criticized the first one. You did too.
I did, yes.
Yes.
Captain Marvel was trash.
For me, I enjoyed it. You know, you guys. Yes.
The disco light part.
Yes. Okay. You know, you guys coming with a whole lot of high esteem and expectation and stuff.
It wasn't about
expectation. Yes, it is actually.
She was. See, Miss Marvel is
the 15 years old. You would have enjoyed that and not noticed.
Why will I be 15 years old again?
No, you're not getting it.
No, I'm trying to say I'm supposed to enjoy it. It's just like you watching Thor. What was the last installment? Thor Love and Thunder.
Thor Love and
then
Thunder.
You will now be excited about when all the children were carrying. That part was cheesy.
You know, it's, you don't get it. Like,
which part?
You're not getting it.
Help us get it.
You know what? I think you all, the both of you.
Y'all?
I'm sorry, y'all. You're really, really expecting that one day superheroes will be real. Like, real life.
So are you,
I guess that would bring so much joy to your life.
So are you trying to say that Thor Love and Thunder was a
good
movie?
What I'm saying is, the both of you are too invested.
Why would you be invested?
You don't get it. Like,
so I spent my money to go to
the cinema. There's a high possibility you did not go to the cinema. But what I'm saying
is, I went to the cinema for Miss Marvel and I regretted it.
That's a lie. But what I'm saying now is that you can this is bad, but you just sit back, you know, with your popcorn and a drink. You just vibe and onagi the whole thing.
Please, let's carry on with some movie news. Jean and Otis' home from Sex Education has been put up for sale,
for
$1.5 million.
It's not worth it, though. The house is not that fine.
No, but where the house is located, it's on a cliff, and the horizon, when you see the environment around the house.
Oh, Otis, the white guy.
Yes, now.
I was thinking it was the black poor guy. That's our Niger guy. Oh, if it's Otis' house, then it's worth it.
But here is the thing, yeah. Some people are like collectors. They see things like this, and they will be like, for me to have this. Because for movies like Back to the Future, some of the memorabilia from it, including some props and stuff, was sold.
Yeah.
And a lot of people bought
but
them.
But why don't we have Nigerian collectors, people that would collect pebbles. No, people that would like, okay, this, like, I mean, some persons are so deep into this that if they get a celebrity's speed safe, they're ready to somehow present and say,
well,
oh,
the
this
reason
is
why it doesn't work well like that in Nigeria is that most scenes, but even some of the costumes that people clot, real life.
Yeah,
clot.
And even the houses too, now, nah, either rent or borrow.
Even autograph, Nigeria putting they send for autograph. Oh my God! Sometimes they're like, okay, they sign a
musicians
wizard
do sign autographs. Is
for who? For Nigeria.
I actually have. I have Sinaki's autograph.
Okay.
I have
just because Mav, they look you like
Navy Records person.
Dija.
No, Dija. Uh-huh. I have the original, like one of Dija's original.
Uh-huh.
I
uh-huh.
have Great Man Takiti. I have the Banj. I have Pato Ranki. So, like, I'm a collector.
No, that's
so
the question. No. Hey, wait. No, so, what did they write on top?
So, for Dija, she wrote, thank you for being... Oh, I also have Corey Debelu. Thank you for being awesome. You are a lovely... You are a lovely
wait
person.
Wait till you do all the things and say you're lovely.
Because I'm lovely.
Okay, so the question be say, I don't come here since. You've never... Like,
why would I show you so that you teeth it?
No, I would literally burn it or feed it to your dog. This is... But, like... I don't. No wonder you've not mentioned it. It's not even worthwhile to you.
Why is it not worthwhile to me?
Why am I just hearing it?
Why wouldn't you just be hearing it? For example, Pato Rankin, his birthday is like a day before mine.
Uh-huh.
13th of February.
Don't say mine, say ours, but go ahead.
Okay.
We share the same birthday.
Yeah. And the last birthday that I had, I actually celebrated it at his concert. So, guys, forget that.
You don't get
forget
it.
That him.
we're all cool with Pato like that. I'm pretty sure half of the staff here owns his autograph.
Let's move on with some more cinematic movie gist. So Marvel will begin to meet with writers to hear their pitch for an X-Men movie.
Let me help them pick it well. No. That guy that they killed in that one that they give something to swallow. They give him a tumor puff. They cannot kill.
Yeah.
That guy that they cannot kill.
Chinatu, please calm down. Calm down.
Okay.
Please calm down.
That guy that they cannot kill.
Yeah.
That gave us more potential.
Yes,
swallow. He's the one.
Okay.
Then let him not kill him again.
Okay, so remember Bambi, right?
Bambi.
Why are you looking at me like I should know? You should sounding know. Somehow.
You have anyway. My autograph.
The movie, the animated movie Bambi, about Antelope, I built was
nah,
that.
The reindeer.
Disney live action Bambi will be a modernized retelling. That's
modernized
what
retelling, as in Bambi being game to
my brother.
It doesn't make sense. Please let them leave it. If they don't want to do something serious, let them leave it.
Okay, now jumping straight into the DC world.
Feminist.
The DC world right now is saying, okay, no, according to them, they said, I think that to be able to bring it to life for kids these days in a way that maybe they relate to a little bit more would be a service to the original. That's what the producer working on it is saying. Now, straight into DC right now, James Gunn has announced some of the actors that will return to the DCU. We have John Cena as Peacemaker. We have Viola Davis as Amanda Waller. This name I cannot pronounce it. The guy that did Blue Beetle. Solo Mariduelna.
Well, you almost called him Mariduelna. Well, let's just continue.
Solo Mariduelna.
And then we have Freddie Stromer will return as Vigilante. You remember
Vigilante? I love Vigilante, but in Peacemaker, can you remember Peacemaker? Peacemaker's friend, the other guy too that was anyhow.
Oh yeah, they should bring that guy back.
I like the fact that the guy is in the colo. I love that guy.
We have, for those of you who have been following Alice in Borderland season 1, season 2, right now it is returning for a third season at Netflix. So I'm gonna enjoy. And then Warner Bros has had conversations recently about developing a Rick and Morty movie.
No.
Okay, because no actor will be able to play.
It's not about
have
that.
Have you guys watched this the new trailer for Rick and Morty season 7? Can you hear how the new voice of Rick is not as Justin Roiland's voice? Like that's it's not there. But the guy tried.
But can't they still beg? Okay, yeah, I get the fact.
He was charged for sexual abuse and this, you know. There's no begging.
Why is he being found guilty?
And the creator of Rick and Morty, Dan Harmon, says Rick and Morty could go on for decades like The Simpsons. You know The Simpsons like season 30-something now, right?
I like... The Simpsons is deep.
Very deep. There's no time I'll put on The Simpsons that I'm not like captivated to want to like continue watching. So yeah.
But I think Rick and Morty has got that same thing. They can do it. They can pull it. Yeah.
Still,
but I would advise them not
Rick
to.
And Morty season 1 and 2 are still the best season. 3 and 4, 5, 6. No, 1
five,
to 3.
Five,
1 to 3 actually
one to three, but
is
5. I didn't really feel 5.
I don't feel 5. Even five 6 was just there.
5 and 6 range.
But anyway, lastly on our news, we have the Golden Globe have revealed a new award category. One is best cinema, and it is best cinematic and box office achievement. Now they are saying eligible nominees are blockbusters that are both the highest earning and also deliver creative excellence, and they must have grossed over $150 million worldwide.
Okay, so that means already the category already has an eligibility criteria, which is you must have made some box to a limit, to an extent.
Nigerian
films.
Okay, so those are all the things that happen in your cinematic backyard for TV and movie alike. And right now we are seeing messages dropping on WhatsApp and on our live. Yaro is saying something on Gen V, saying Gen V season 1, episode 1 was awesome to see. I can't wait for the new episode. So on the 6th of October, that's when episode 4 is dropping, and we look forward to that.
Okay, Emeka all the way from NNPC Tower says, good evening, guys. On the movies, he said, no one will save you. It's so incredible. interesting that you can't afford to miss it. It's so horrific. He said that you will have to stick to your guns for you to be able to watch it. Another interesting movie that got me is Saw X and Five Nights at Freddy. Please go and watch it. Thank me later. That's what he says.
You're on the roll, though. Good evening, guys. Tony from Dubai here saying The Equalizer 3 lived up to expectation. Just finished watching the Continental episode 2, and I can't wait for the final episode. Too bad that it's going to be 3 episodes. I recommend The Winter King. Yes, somebody has recommended this before. And saying Foundation and The Wheel of Time, and they are both in their second season, I think.
No, yeah. I know. People have been talking about that Foundation. Yeah, someone mentioned The Foundation before also.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Someone mentioned The Foundation also.
Okay, so now let's dive into Edie T. Young's movie called The Black Book that dropped last week on Netflix. Let us know your likes, your dislike, what you think about the movie, what's your take on it. And let me start off by saying...
Before you start off, Yaro says, No One Will Save You is amazing. I agree with the guy that recommended it. So yeah, I'll go check it out. No One Will Save
You. Okay, but let me ask this. You've seen The Black Book?
No.
You've not seen it?
I'm saving it. I'm trying to savour it.
What are you saving it
and
for?
And I thought saying something else today. You know, last week we mentioned...
Accent just enter. What are we saying today?
what? Now talk now. You want to lie?
This year, Spy Kids. I thought that was what we were talking today.
No, you can share your takes on Spy Kids.
Okay.
Right? I think some people actually liked it too.
See, from the poster, I say I will not... Press play from the poster of Spy Kids.
But the Spy Kids are designed for kids.
Yes.
Now, I wanted you to say that.
But is it not designed for kids?
You're not getting it.
Okay, please help us get it.
Are you telling me?
What's he rated?
I don't know. IMDb should answer.
Is rated family?
What I'm saying.
For kids.
What I am saying.
Mm-hmm. For kids.
First of all, the two children where they will sell it. I don't know that for Maraba, they sell those two children. They just annoy me. You know those very cheesy, annoying, weird acting like...
Yes, now like, it's like Nickelodeon Disney acting.
Okay, oh my God, don't compare. Nickelodeon is way better. I mean, those...
Okay, so let's call it Disney acting.
It is so annoying. Like, it's as if every word, there's an action that comes with every, like, they get to say action, and then you're just thinking like... But why don't we do it? I think mom and dad want us to say that. What do you think? I'm not mad.
Did they really turn out?
There's some annoying coincidence. Like really?
Yeah.
Like how did you say no? Say if they touch here now.
Their parents are spies.
Their parents are
I'm not defending it though.
Also, are you serious?
And they are also trained as spies.
No,
they're not trained. They never trained them.
They just know.
Okay. The mom gonna say, "Oh my God, I think it was my son that completed the coding that a whole Armageddon. Like, okay, you are mentor. Are you hearing me, sir? Are you hearing me, sir? All of you who that came together to do this film, all of you, the studio born. You think you play with our intelligence, Abi? They would have just see.
But it's for kids. It's like you watching Power Rangers now and expecting to enjoy it like that.
Oh my God, I think I'm even going to enjoy it. 7 lucky kids, if I see it again, I will watch it and enjoy it.
But that's again. I'm talking about the new Power Rangers now. All those their new Mighty Morphin or the remaining.
Oh, okay.
No, you will not enjoy it if you watch them again.
I mean,
so it's the same thing.
It's the way they package these Spy Kids. We're expecting this.
And to think it's from the same director that did the original Spy Kids, Robert Rodriguez.
Focus, get me talking. You know those things where they somehow just show something from the first one and the second one? You'll be like, this face. They didn't even bring back man, I don't even want to talk about it.
Anyway, that's because that's not what we're talking about. But Yaro goes on to say,
Spy Kids have always been made for kids. Creation of it came from the director's kids' imagination while he tried to put them to sleep. It's a kids' movie.
Focus, are you telling me that you don't have movies you watched as a kid that you would gladly watch again?
Of course not.
Like 7 lucky kids, all for one. Yay.
No, what?
Someone is asking a question here on WhatsApp. Is Expendables 4 a flop? We don't know yet. I haven't seen Expendables 4.
We don't know yet. And we'll bring you the box office to know how much it's making, to know if you can consider it.
Joes is just greeting us. Thank you, Joes, for greeting. Guys, okay. Good evening, guys. Osh is here. He said, please, they should leave Bambi alone, because after what they did with Snow White, I don't trust Disney anymore. Also, I saw Retribution by Liam Neeson, and honestly, I don't understand the plot at all.
Yeah.
Somebody's laughing. Jinx is laughing because of Kinatu's description.
You know the annoying thing? My baby girl, the singer and dancer that acted as the mother of the Oh my god, you know I love that girl. So I was you know when you're very good and you're in the midst of really dull actors, so you could see that her acting was standing out, like you're killing. And it's just, I sure say most of the facial expressions in her mind, she was like, oh god, this will not stop me after, but she'll just be like, oh my baby, isn't those two children?
Acting with children is quite complex too. It's quite complex. It's not as easy as you think.
I have seen younger kids that
Why is it that Nigerian movie industry struggles with young actors?
That's not true though.
No. It used to be a thing, but now we are having smart actors. Yeah.
I understand those also say, go and meet your mommy, let's do action, and they can't work, can't read, they can't look the director.
We are diving straight into the Black Book.
Okay, so the plot of the Black Book was very simple, and it reads, after his son is framed for a kidnapping, a bereaved deacon takes justice into his own hands and fights a corrupt police gang to absolve him. Now, that is what it is on IMDb, but that is not what the movie
is about.
That's not what the telling is about. Now let me appreciate Eddie T. F. Young, because this is his debut movie, this is his first movie, and I must commend him very well for doing a decent job. Mm. The cinematography by Yinka Edwards from the first half of the movie was excellent. I mean, from the lighting, the composition, the framing, everything was just given. It was sweet to watch. Everything with the colors, it was just sweet.
I don't like the fact that you're packing all the compliments to somehow soften the stuff that is going to come after.
It's not ordinary bob. It's how you arrange
it so that it will be compelling. Tell a story.
Go ahead.
So okay, let me just talk about the performance first. RMD did work with what he was given. I believe if the material for the Black Book was compelling enough, if it was layered enough, he would have delivered. We all know RMD as a fantastic actor.
I don't think your script should somehow affect your acting. You should give your acting all.
It can. Look this. Let's say me and you were playing best friends.
Okay.
Right?
And the dialogue in the scripts.
We only have two scenes to show that. Do you think Bluetooth will be able to believe that we are best friends if it's just that short? And the dialogue too is not enough for him to see that
we've been best friends that have a backstory.
So for the performance, RMD and everybody worked with what they were given. Okay. You get. And I feel the movie would have packed more punch if one, we saw more between him and his son. Because you don't just give us two scenes. And then your dad,
you expect us
to be invested, be like, hey, yeah, they don't kill his son. Oh, but this thing touched me. No, you don't touch me, because I didn't really see the dynamic between the father and the son relationship. For when the son can now die, when they can say, this thing pained the father and all that. Like,
it's not like we're saying that a death of a child is not a strong enough.
Maybe wait till we talk with that.
But we are trying to say that
the movie
you need to show. You need people to understand that there is a relationship. For example, for us to understand how John Wick loved his dog, loved his wife.
It's how a lot of people are using that now because of dog. Now I make John Wick the key people. No,
that is not it.
He lost his wife to cancer, and the last thing his wife gave him as a remembrance to him of her was a dog, a puppy for that matter. Let me like saying I want big ass dog. Excuse me, but remind my language. It was a puppy, and you know how puppy have their eyes are soft and everything. And then you now kill that puppy after taking his car. Mm. So, and this guy,
and
is
let's not forget,
Baba
the car has, and the car has a history. They left the history of the car. Mm.
And this guy is a Baba Yaga. He's the most dangerous man in the assassin world. You now messed with him. So immediately when the bad guy in the first movie heard John Wick, you were like, hey.
Anyway, we digress. We dive into John Wick. Let's
I'm just using that. Mm. Now, we heard about John Wick. Everybody was now scared. Oh, you want to do this? You want to do that about John Wick? When John Wick now came out of retirement to start dealing with people, you could see it. Like, oh, the stories we heard about this guy. Headshot, pa, pa, pa. You use that for Paul Edima, the character of the character in the Black Book
yeah.
played by RMD. And immediately you have characters saying, you went to kill Paul Edima's child, the most dangerous man. We've heard he's the most dangerous man, but we don't see him as the most dangerous man.
So it was more of telling than showing.
You were telling us about the character, but you're not showing us. So how would I believe that this man can clear a room when he entered?
Now, it's the same thing.
With what?
With, you corrected me.
Guys here, so, mm-hmm.
You corrected me about John Wick's world, that it's a universe, right?
Yes.
So
this is Paul Edima's universe.
What I'm saying is, it's just like the Spy Kids I talked about. My beautiful girl in the midst of people that can't act. So what if RMD is in the midst of...
No, so it wasn't about the characters playing their role. It was about the story.
The story, I get it.
During the course, during the course of the narrative of the movie, right, it abandoned what it set up was, which is this an assassin, a bad guy, who is trying to get the body of his child to bury and clear his name. Simple plot. If the movie had focused on that, it would have been mad. Like, this guy is clearing every room. He doesn't care the politician in his way, the police commissioner, he's clearing to just get his
But before you know, from that plot, they started diving into espionage.
You get, talking about how he was doing this, the drug, that, and all that, and then bringing that Adelaide's character about him being the person who murdered her mother, you get, now try to help her, to protect her, abandoning this, his son's, what he set out to do in the first place.
The revenge of his son now, started focusing on her.
Which is trying to get his son's body and clear his son's name. Simple. And have these people blocking him, trying to gatekeep him to not do it, and he's bringing out that dark side of him, arranging everybody. We didn't get to see that movie. You get? And then the movie, like we said last week, felt like it was shot by two different DPs. The beginning of the movie, from 1 hour, that's 1 hour of the movie, you are feeling it, you are enjoying it, it's intriguing. Even the pace of the movie is ta-ta-ta-ta.
Well, you know that thing when they say, power must change hands, we actually felt the shifting of the focus
Exactly.
Camera.
And then they were not sloppy editing. If you remember the church part where he was shooting all the other Sam Dede's people, they had carried the character, that is Adelaide's character, they had carried her. Like, they don't carry her from ground, go. But then the next shot, the immediate shot next after shot, that, she was still on the ground.
Hey, maybe the spirit and carry her body still there.
So little details like that.
Sloppy
just like
editing like that. Yeah.
But
yes.
We've seen big stuff having such mistakes.
It
too.
Is in every
Game of Thrones. Recent anime.
Game of Thrones had a Starbucks. See, we're not saying that.
This movie without scenes.
There's no movie without scenes.
Yeah, of course.
Get. But I'm just pointing out the movie. I'm saying the movie would have been, for a 2 hour, 9 minute runtime, the movie had enough time for it to be. It just fell short of great. That's what I'm saying.
Short of great doesn't mean it's not actually.
I'm not saying it's a bad movie.
It's not a bad movie.
No, I'm just saying the movie is entertaining. It has its entertaining value. You get the performances, they try and everything, but it wasn't up to like.
Well, this is Focus's take. Benga, how far are you? You have seen the Black Book.
Of course I have. I was listening to everything you were saying, but see.
What's the bot first?
The bot is, and this is the gospel I'll preach to everyone that wants to watch a Nigerian Nollywood movie.
And
when you sit down.
No,
wait, I'm not saying you should reduce your standards. Hear me first. I'm not saying you should reduce your standards because I know that what you think I want to say.
Yes, sir.
But the point is, everything you've aligned right now is the typical story, like you said, John Wick universe. It's the typical story of an American universe.
Okay, that's the reason why
In the Nigeria setting, how many times have you actually heard, apart from probably extremists or insurgents or whatever, how many times have you actually heard that a bad guy goes around clearing people, doing this one, doing that one, the way you are expecting it to be? It's not the Nigerian story. My point is, when I watched The Black Book, it may, yes, of course, if you sit down and start poking holes, all those details are there. But it gave me that Nigerian feel of the basic way it will happen in a Nigerian setting. That's where I saw it.
Do you,
all these details you are waiting for, is as if you wanted America in Nigeria.
Okay, no, so,
in
so
the
no,
movie.
First, no. Okay, now
first of all, you're talking about the expectation. I'm always saying
an identity crisis.
Yes.
So
because he was trying to be
a John Wick, an equalizer. You get. He was trying to be all this thing, but
yeah.
none of it fell short. You get. Now execution.
Execution
would have been what. Now waiting for finish the movie like that, kind of waiting for just make the movie mad. Imagine if the fight scenes were mad.
They were top notch, yes.
The fight scenes.
Imagine so I agree with that part. Was good.
I agree with that part.
So these are the little details you are talking. It's not about.
I'm not looking for an American film. No,
we are looking for a Nigerian film to be done properly. What we mean properly here?
Take example.
Have a story. Follow your story.
Let's take example of Spotlight that does the Castigator. Stunts,
yeah.
Have you seen the fight scenes for Spotlight, the Castigator?
Yeah, I have.
A Nigerian guy. He was doing it in Kano. He did some in Abuja. The fight scenes, right, are awesome. Mm-hmm. Sure, he uses slow motion to like.
It's all about editing.
I get. But you don't have the most dangerous man who has 23, Abi how many, confirmed kills.
100 and something.
100 and something, something,
so
something.
Yeah, I get that part.
8 crew. And then we don't get to see it. Even when he was taking those guys that came to his house to kill him or to take him, I don't know.
You watch Mr. Nobody, bar. Yeah. You watch Mr. Nobody.
Yeah.
Do you remember when somebody was when he got into the bar to ask about the tattoo?
Mm.
When they saw the tattoo on his hand, did you notice what happened?
Yeah.
That the guy just countenance.
Said, the countenance changed, and they had not revealed who he was. That was more of showing than telling. Now in this movie in the black book, now we had someone tell his full story. Okay, now that we show heard it. How dangerous he is, you could not now show it,
even if it's just one, because it's a senior citizen. How did he get to grab those SARS people, those SARS people that killed his son? Four able-bodied men,
come on,
well trained.
I'm
saying senior citizen because Equalizer was a senior season. Liam Neeson taking senior season.
I was just about to say that because this is the expectation I'm always talking about. You using that eye to want to compare everything. You want everything to be end game.
Yes, you
want everything to be end game.
Let's take messages because this end game.
No, you want to shut me up.
No, I want to.
I think you want to shut me up. You want to end my game with this end game. I'm telling you here that Focus and Man with No Name, they always look at movies, compare movies. They want every movie to be end game.
Let me take this message here. The only good part of the Black Book is them not allowing the lady know that RMD killed her mom on time. That's what someone says. Please write your name.
Please write your name. Joel said, I think the Meg Trench 2 was overhyped. I agree with you. Thank you. I can watch part 1 10 times. I don't really see the movie. Okay.
And here, Marvelous is asking all the way from Cuba. Please, I want to ask, when will One Piece next episode be out? One Piece episodes comes out every Sunday. That's if you are watching the anime. While the series is from 2024, we'll be knowing if they'll actually be releasing another live action. Because, of course, they've confirmed that there will be another live action.
Achinati, you have to help me answer this question right here, okay? Somebody is saying, please, the movie Hijack, I think I like it. Is it Hijack or the series? No, there's a movie.
There's a movie.
Okay, the one she was...
Please specify, my dear friend.
But we need to go pay some bills.
No, I enjoyed the series actually.
No, okay.
I enjoyed the series.
No, the series. I enjoyed the series. Notch. So even though some things not
okay.
The...
Yaro adds his message here. He says definitely scripts affect performances in movies, and this is a long message. Yo, Yaro sends this.
We can read it now. He said Brandon Root had. Wait, let me see. Brandon Root had the same issue with Superman Returns as an example of R&B's performance in the Black Book. There was no investment between the father and the son. It's just like Superman Returns. That's what.
So again, that's where I now agree that the story didn't allow for criticism.
For 2 hours.
Wait now. You talked about the bonding between father and son.
Yes.
Now, it may have been two scenes, but what I deducted was the very moment the guy decided to attend his father's service. That was when he was kidnapped.
Out of nowhere.
It's not, it's
no,
see,
you cannot say
no.
The way he was stopped, is that not the way youths are stopped?
That's not the point. Every day? Why did he choose to go to his father's church that day, out of nowhere?
No,
why?
He got the change of mind.
The change of mind.
And then his father told him at home.
His father told him at home that there was a service.
And the way the father said, that wasn't the first time. That wasn't the first time he has been telling him.
Which means,
so what's in changing mind that period to not that day now and say he won't go?
Focus, don't do this.
No, there's something called character motivation,
yes.
Right? But I was having a conversation with a filmmaker and he said, why didn't the movie do one simple thing? Mm. And I was like, okay, let me hear your take. He said, the boy works in tech.
Yeah.
Right? Is the guy in a tech person. So imagine and see the place, see the house that the father that they live. You see the way that house just did. So imagine the boy had been working on something. Let's say he's gathering money. He's trying to buy a house for his dad or something to just take him out of there. And it's supposed to be a surprise. You get? So that was the reason why, like, Marco, a motivation. Let me go to my father's church and like, dad, would you come up for that house? See key. But out of nowhere, you just say, I know they go to church.
Yeah, you know, before you say something. Yeah.
I know they go to church.
There are many ways you can establish. You can establish why a you relationship. Well, you haven't seen it. So that's
you've
the
not seen
why.
And that's why I'm even giving you the very optimal
view of
this. That's
why you cannot
the optimal
listen,
view. Listen.
There are a lot of ways you can establish character dynamics. There are a lot of ways you can establish character dynamics between characters. Either you make them very close and show flashbacks, memories that make them close.
Mm-hmm.
Or you show that there was a disjoining, there was a conflict, and at the end of the day, show a mending process. And I can give a perfect example. Okay, in the periods when the two scenes did not show any emotions exchange.
It was
conflict.
One, a bonding scene. They are trying to...
Imagine
a situation where they had a conflict and he's then apologizing via text, even after he's dead, and he then sees a text message from his son, even after. That can be motivation enough. But
let me answer now.
Wait, answer.
So, no matter how shallow it was expressed, there was a reason why he changed his mind. Number one, his mother's demise. Remember that it was one of the reasons why he even hated God in the first place. It was one of the reasons he hated going to church, because his mother's demise.
Mm-hmm.
He said something when he was changing his mind. He was like, let me make my father happy for once.
But
I heard him say,
wait now.
I understand you've poked the holes already.
Don't use the word poking holes, because it seems as if we are looking down.
When I mean poke holes, I'm talking about the details.
You're
looking between the lines. Now, he actually said it like, let me make my father happy for once, because he knew that I am not the only one feeling pained about my mother's demise. My dad is also feeling pained about his wife's demise. And he's a pastor, he's having service and all those things. He mentioned it. I understood that part. So he may have not done it for 4, 5, 6 scenes to show the bonding.
I want both of you.
The script was enough for me to get the picture.
I want both of you to listen to Benga.
You said this both
is
of
the
us.
View. Yes, both of you. You need to listen to Benga, Dad, because
both
this
of
is
us
the
are
view.
Making me
laugh. The both of una. I want the both of you to listen to Benga, because this is the view of 80% of Nigerians. That's not that movie.
The idea of us talking about the Black Book is, like I said, we are not looking down on the movie.
No, we are allowed to criticize, of course.
We are giving our critical
opinion
about the movie. Don't say we should listen to Benga. Just as Benga has said it, I can decide that that's not what I got out of the movie.
Yeah, of course.
But one of the striking things that we've mentioned here is that we notice the change in scenes. We notice the change in DPs.
It was disjointed.
And of course, we understand that there were challenges. The COVID-19 was a very big issue.
Yes.
Cast members were down, they were sick.
And to think that movie was made with 650 million naira. Please now.
There was a lot of money.
It gets some things. And then, you've not seen it, that's why. If I talk about Delola Gray's character, but
that was an insult
to the audience.
No.
So, sorry.
Please explain further.
Okay, so to avoid spoilers, I think the way he was taken out was abysmal.
It's not even the way he was taken out.
The way he was introduced.
You have a character called Paul Edima, the most dangerous man You get he was trained with a group of people to the point that he said so and so person will not send you because he's too smart to send someone like you because he not say I pass you. Then you now say let's issue the fumigation. That means this fumigation is somebody who can clear somewhere. You can see the way they showed how he killed all those other people.
And then,
this guy just come with his dyed hair and plain suit, just moving, trying to do one or two shoot. And then, who was he there to kill on the
rooftop?
That rooftop. Who was he there to kill? The commissioner or Ikechukwu's character? Why? Why do you want to kill the commissioner? What has the commissioner done? Is she poking hole in something? No. She's even...
Like you said, fumigation.
Can I say something now?
Wait a minute, fumigation now. If you are fumigating, you are fumigating all loose ends.
Yeah.
What is Ikechukwu's own? Like, what is Ikechukwu didn't even know till that moment. So it's either that office was bugged for him to be listening to their conversation to know he wants to take him out, but that wasn't
established.
So too
many plot holes there was this. That's the
point. Then, with all the gang, the fumigation, there's... Baba just... came down with his white suit and a pa.
So again, we are using just
don't
like Tina.
Don't say we are using
that game.
Don't say
that story.
So let me use an old.
In everyday Nigerian life, does it happen like that? No.
Which is everyday Nigerian life.
It doesn't happen that way.
This is a product of fiction. You cannot say in everyday Nigerian life.
One. Have you seen Fourth Republic 2018?
I can't remember.
Bim Bambanua's character.
Haba. He was a bad guy. That was a bad guy. You don't need anybody to tell you that this is a bad guy.
He didn't even need to say too much from the way he was, his character introduction, how he expressed himself with other character and himself. You would know this guy could clear room. See what he did to Callisto's character in the beginning where they had to torture him for information. That alone just showed this guy a bad
Republic
guy.
Republic is
you
on
need
Netflix.
To watch Fourth Republic.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix, yes.
Go and watch it. When you watch it, you come back to this conversation.
Let's read small messages first.
Small messages first.
So this one said, from Michael Loss, he's saying, I was thinking the son and the journalist would hook up and maybe the guy should be implicated and the dad is fighting to save him from prison. Okay?
This is another angle.
That's another angle. Okay, we have a call. Hello. Please call us back. So let's go into Instagram. Judith, okay, wait, go down. I think there's some other. Judith, I'm present saying, it was same day his father told him that he was preaching. I'm sure he wanted to see the father preach, and that's why he had a change of mind.
And he mentioned that he wants to make his dad happy. There were two motivations in that.
I think because
he just
like
said,
the first day in the preach. Let's pick this call. Hello.
There is an intention, like you said, but was the intention conveyed to the father? Did the father understand that was the intention?
He was on his way at the house. There was an argument.
A communication that okay, I will come.
No, that's the point. He changed his mind in the taxi.
That's the point.
Hello,
he shouldn't have.
Hello.
We don't pick.
I heard about this Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Borderland is a series.
I learned that Alice in Wonderland. You said something about it.
Yes, Alice in Borderland.
No, this one is a series. It's an Asian series.
It's Alice in Borderland. And it's an Asian series.
Yeah, sorry, Alice in the Borderland. I mean, is it going to be done by the same actor?
I think you're confusing Alice in Wonderland and Alice in Borderland.
They are two different things we are talking about.
Not Wonderland, right?
Yeah, yes, not Wonderland. Borderland.
I've got it wrong. Okay.
Yeah.
And for those of you who are trying to call, understand that what we are seeing are just flashing lights. And when we pick, and if you pick a call and you hear it cut, it means you're actually trying to get your calls across.
Now, let me ask this question. Why you already have the girl? You have the black book. Why do you need Paul Edima to come to Kaduna?
I don't understand that question.
Set up the third act of the movie now. You get the black book was already in that general's hand. he had the girl too. So why in Conte Paul Edema to come to Kaduna? What was Paul Edema coming to do in Kaduna?
So I think he crammed the.
You see the problem.
Did
he say?
Who wrote it? Who composed the black book?
He was writing it as the mission was going on. So
if he's the one who wrote it down, he knows everything in his mind.
So that's what I'm saying. If the general had the girl,
yeah,
you get, and had the black book,
mm-hmm,
why did he still tell Paul Edema to come to Kaduna?
He's the last copy available. He's the last.
That's the point about this, man. When you start thinking for the movie, there is a problem.
I agree with the depth. I agree that the story wasn't told enough. But again,
for 2 hours,
my own perspective is, they tried as much as possible to depict a Nigerian setting.
So nobody's arguing that.
It's
a product of fiction. So when you say the Nigerian setting, I have a problem
because
with
that. It's a product of fiction that is relatable when it comes to the beginning of the movie where the boy was killed in terms of police brutality and all that. But that's just the only part. What else?
So the development is where we have an issue. The development of the story from
there.
And
that's why we are saying that they should have stuck to their guns in that development.
Yes, the story would have been very simple. Just go straight to a man trying to clear his son's name and he's a bad guy.
But it's not like we're not saying it's not a fantastic enterprise.
Like
it's
it's an entertaining movie. I was enjoying the movie
Of course I did. And it's one of the very first, maybe this year, very first Nollywood movie I didn't pause at all. Like, I just wanted to see what would keep happening.
Like I said, the pacing. You see that first 1 hour, 1 hour, 15 minutes. It was sweet. It was when it got to that second, third act. It was not like, things gonna move like this, they do like this. Where they went to meet Big Daddy. How do you say you have a system that has an eye, the security cameras and everything, this guy just enter? Where the first thing, they had already showed a scene where they passed and we saw camera there with two people standing. Like, it was a CCTV camera. And somehow this guy came, shot these two people. This camera knows him. It was when he got close. That's when that guy started shouting.
Because probably he knows the nitty-gritty of the place.
How will he not? Oh!
Why would he like this?
You see the problem.
How will you say he know the nitty-gritty waiting? Oh, what? What? How?
Well, anyway, guys, it's been fun so far. Let's still take messages here. He says, I think these guys critiquing should just go and write their own movie devoid of any form of human error. This analysis paralysis is just too much. I bet Chris from Apple. I think Chris, you are new to this show.
And this is what we are saying. And criticizing is different from critiquing. If you had been listening to the show, you would understand we are critiquing because I had already said the good part of the movie that I loved, that I enjoyed, what the movie did well.
We can actually pick a lot of parts that are...
And then talk about the bad parts.
Of course.
When you criticize, please, you guys should Google what critiquing and criticizing is. Criticizing is you are condemning an entire thing.
Yeah.
You don't see anything good in it.
You see a lot of good in this movie.
And they always use, when something is for the public, it's like a restaurant. Now, I go to a restaurant to eat, you get, and I'm served
different tastes. People have different tastes.
And then like it. So I should not complain because I cannot cook. But I'm paying money to see.
You shouldn't complain about a football match because you can't play. It doesn't align.
I paid money to watch this or to eat this food.
You have a right to voice your
something
feedback.
That I'm not 100% comfortable with, and you're telling me why you call me a corn chop now? Why you no go house go cook? But why you open the restaurant for public?
It's called feedback.
So,
feedback.
The black book. If you go and see my rating on Google, you see that I get what's that? No, I'm not even going to say.
You gave it over seven.
I gave it 7. I didn't even give it average like 5/5. I gave it 7/10.
We can only focus is that the story depth and development.
I said there is no movie that doesn't have
And you see where we are talking, and when we're using the word pocos, I say let's not use the word pocos because people will say, we are just pointing where it's
bad. No. It's just what we saw, actually. I enjoyed the movie, and I can also point out a lot of parts. What we are saying here is
it's a fantastic venture. The movie is raking in.
Especially the casting. I like the fact that...
For Nollywood, this is something we'll talk about years to come.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You get the black book. Nice casting. Even the score, the music. The sound design, it was well done. It's not like was a movie that we watched where the music was overshadowing dialogue. The sound design, everything from the gunshots to the fire to the explosion, fantastic.
It was well done, yeah.
But is it 100% like is the movie flawless? It is not. Is it entertaining? It is entertaining.
So I normally like being the 13th man. If you've watched what was he?
Yes.
There is the saying about the 13th man. Everybody cannot just say something is white.
No, we can't sleep and wake up from the same direction.
You get. Yeah, so, when we are talking about a movie now, we are talking about the perspective of how you saw it. And let's not forget, different things will frame your opinion about the movie. Maybe that
what
day I was
expecting to see.
Expectations. Uh-huh. Maybe that day I was even watching it and I was frying yam and I yam burnt. You get. And I feel use the vex from the frying yam take, just like one of our friends that year. We should say the popcorn was not sweet. That's why the movie was not interesting.
Because the popcorn was sweet. Use the taste of the popcorn to say.
But we wouldn't do that. What we are saying is when you
constructive
watch,
criticism,
we will not even use the word criticism. When we
constructive
watch a movie,
critiquing,
yes, we watch it and we look at those details that they missed. It's just like the one we saw in the cinema recently, where an extra was pulling back so that the camera.
Yes, like an extra walked into the frame, and Nodaka, she was not supposed to be there, and then they left it in the movie.
Like the editing didn't see it.
Exactly.
So I get that. I think another thing I can also point out is, and it's not just about the Black Book now, it's something I've noticed about Nigerian movies overall. I think it was last week who came up, we mentioned it, that we don't get into the character and we don't make people like embody them into the character in Nigerian movies. Because you mentioned John Wick now. If you see
Keanu Reeves,
anywhere you see John Wick, if you see this Mission Impossible guy anywhere, you see Jason Statham, the same thing. So I think probably they should have molded RMD if he is going to be the person.
But actually, he tried.
Do you know what I'm mentioning? Remember we had an insight from Chris Ode when he was saying RMD actually gymed for this movie.
Yeah, he did.
But we didn't see it, like he is saying.
So it didn't show.
He didn't show that he was actually physically inclined. You watch The Rock. One of the highlights of a The Rock movie is his muscle. The same thing with John Cena, all those people. They will show that they can carry something or they can push through. That's what they show in the movie. But we didn't see that from RMD.
And that was part of the point where we said there was a lot of telling without showing.
I think it's about Nigerian movie generally. We don't really show what somebody is supposed to represent.
And that's a painful part because for a 2-hour run time, there should be enough for that character development.
Take example of First Blood, Rambo First Blood. We didn't see much about his backstory, right? He just came into this town and then this police was giving him crap. Yeah. And then when he was arrested after he beat some police up, when his oga came, oga said, he said, you came to save your guy from us. He now said, no, I came to save you guys from him. And then when he now took over the whole town, shooting all the whole police and everything, you could say,
this guy be like this. I get.
We didn't see that. That's just what I'm saying about the point.
I think it's just is the Nigerian.
You don't give us a John Wick.
That DNA
John Wick
is not there
idea.
Yet. They don't embody the character generally.
We're talking about embodying. We've been embodying this time since because we'll be running out
we'll
of the studio
running,
in a couple of minutes. And you said the boy sent a message to his father while he was on his way to the church.
That's what Jesus is saying. Okay. And now Jinx is saying
so
the Black Book.
I might have missed that.
The Black Book where Unakon they talk about now.
They sound like
the Book of Eli, and from what Focus and Bluetooth is saying about the movie, they still didn't get it right. Jinx. So one Nollywood film,
watch it for yourself,
plenty Hollywood film.
Please watch it for yourself.
So watch it for yourself.
Because I remember this movie that what's her name? Omotola acted about the one where she was pregnant. She went on the journey. Her ghost was now.
I forgot the name
of the movie.
Yeah.
Butterfly. Anyways, that movie was a direct replica of an American movie that copied an Indian movie. Crazy. Whoa. That was an Indian movie that an American movie copied.
But we now copy to copy.
So the thing is, sometimes when you watch Nollywood movies, you tend to see a
picture of what you've seen already.
And that's exactly why we
So it's
say,
easy for you to now say, you didn't do it well.
Because you know what to compare.
So when you hear these comparisons,
probably we should be more original.
Yes. So in talking about originality, or even when we copy, and you try to Nigerianize, do the Nigerializing well, that we will not have to compare.
Feel it.
Yes, we will feel it. So if you are trying to do that Nigerializing, and you try to do more of telling than showing, it wouldn't work.
Another way of showing than telling, like that Bimbo's part where she was crying. I think over the years, it's one of the things we've gotten right in that movie, people that can cry. Like, yeah, I remember in Kiru Zivanos, I don't know if you remember her.
They can cry.
They cannot sit down and the tears start dropping. I don't know how they do it till tomorrow.
One of my most shocking experiences live on the set.
But that scene also, that scene
I liked
also,
that scene. I like that scene.
You could tell the power of the scene because she was in between picking between her husband and her child. Mm-hmm. And you could see the struggle. It just kept going. That scene, that's what I'm saying. Like, excellent filmmaking there. Mm-hmm. Like, the tension kept going up. The music, the score underneath it just kept going. You're like, Omo, till she just said, okay, don't shoot my baby. And then it dropped. Mm-hmm. Come on now. The Black Book, sweet.
The Black Book was a sweet
movie.
Anyway, guys, it's been fun on the show. Like we say, you can check us out on YouTube at Popcorn and Reels if you check our YouTube channel. So this review will actually be posted. We'll tag the producer. We'll tag the director. Don't worry, EDTF Young. We'll tag you too and you will hear our opinion on the movie.
An excellent job. I can't wait to see what you do next. Because, man, if you can have that 1 hour of the movie and have a full-on movie with that same energy, that same pacing, that same cinematography, the same acting, just have it in your next project,
I like that part where they showed where they were arranging white powder.
Okay, yes, I like
the scenery, everything they tried to show there. It was real. Put it that way.
NDLE.
Share the granite.
anyway, guys. Just to digress, one more thing. Who's following The Continental? Are you impressed?
I am impressed.
I've seen 2 episodes. I don't think I'm impressed.
So let me tell you why I'm impressed, yeah?
Because it's supposed to be the younger version of
Winston.
But
it's a younger version of
Winston. Winston
was not properly developed as a character that was on the field. Mm. He was more of a manager.
So now knowing that
he has a backstory that has him on the heat, it's a new development. So there's nothing to compare it. I was actually thinking that they were going to tow the line of Frankie, his brother.
Yeah, but no.
But no, that was not where they went. So that's why the expectation.
And I like the Nigerian guy too.
So that's what I'm saying. For me, The Continental is actually giving. I haven't seen the episode 2.
I'm going to see it.
Then Gen V, I started watching Gen V. So far, it's good. Episode 1 that I have seen, and the girl with the blood.
The Walking Dead people, Dixon is still coming out.
Yes.
Very interesting.
Dixon is still going.
Anyway, guys, like we say, hit us up on our socials and we'll catch you guys for another interesting episode of the movies next week. Don't forget, this is where we talk about movies every Sunday from 8 p.m. My name is Steven Menz, MC Bluetooth TCFR.
And my name is Focus the Batman. And thank you.
And my name is Benga Boyega.
Okay, so until we catch you guys next week Sunday, please enjoy the awesome Vince Staples back.